Guy Raz has been a correspondent for NPR for over 11 years. He started out as an assistant to the legendary newsman Daniel Schorr, and now he serves as the weekend host of All Things Considered. Guy is also the originator of something called 3-Minute Fiction, a different kind of writing contest that's starting a new round this weekend, and it's looking for submissions from writers who are just like you. I started by asking Guy Raz where his enthusiasm for this project comes from.
It comes from the people who create the content, which is the public radio community. It's incredible. The energy out there in public radio, in the public radio listening world, is so powerful that it's infectious. You know, you can't not be taken by it. And 3-Minute Fiction for our staff is a huge undertaking because we're a small staff. It's only 8 of us. And we produce a show every Saturday and every Sunday, weekend all things considered. It's a news and public affairs show. And it's a show where we try to be creative and we try to bring on, you know, in the same hour, you might hear Larry Summers talking about the economy and Will.i.am talking about pop music. So there's a lot of work that goes into producing that content. But then when we have 3-Minute Fiction, it's like a tsunami and on top of it, you know. But what happens is the response from the audience is so overwhelming. We're now going into round 7 of this contest. We've had 35,000 original short stories submitted to our program over the previous 6 rounds. You know,
wow.
incredible quality. I mean, we're talking about stories from every corner of the country, from Alaska to Florida, from California to Maine. We're talking about really serious, excellent, good, strong writing.
Well, tell us about the judge for round 7 and what she's bringing to the project.
Her name is Danielle Evans. She is a really impressive, up-and-coming young fiction writer. She wrote a book called Before You Suffocate Your Own Fool Self. It's a collection of short stories, and it came out last year, and I actually interviewed her for the program. And I was so impressed with her that I asked her if she would consider being a judge, because she, of course, is a short story writer. She also happens to be a professor of creative writing at American University here in Washington, D.C. Now, she is on every list imaginable. You know, the New Yorker's 30 Under 30, the Penn Hemingway Awards, and the Paris Review, and the Best American Short Stories collections. I mean, she ticks every box. And she has a challenge this round that I cannot yet reveal until the program actually airs this weekend. But it's not going to be a specific sentence. It is a concept. So two things will have to happen in this story. And that is all I will reveal for the moment.
Okay. The winner of round 6, which was the previous round, was a writer named Laurie Anderson, who presented a piece called A Saint and a Criminal. And, of course, that's online on your website and people can read it. But can you tell us anything about Laurie's story? What brought her to the 3-Minute Fiction contest, or anything else you might want to share with us?
Laurie is she's from Lubbock, Texas. And I should say, I mean, every winner has been from a different place. We've had Texas and Maine, New York City, Raleigh, North Carolina, Port Townsend, Washington, Fort Collins, Colorado, and submissions from the furthest Arctic Circle reaches of Alaska down to Miami. Laurie is a graduate student, or she was a graduate student in creative writing at Texas Tech. Not a professional. None of the winners have been professionals. They've all been amateurs. And I think what caught our judge's eye, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, last round was the quality of her writing was so strong. It was this very evocative piece. Essentially, the basic brushstrokes are it was about a sister thinking about her brother and all the bad things that he had done over his life. And her brother was sitting in jail. And she was reflecting on this as she was waiting to go visit him in jail. And all of the things that she wanted to say to him and all the anger that she was expecting to spill out of her mouth. And there was so much about the story that was actually unsaid, so many things that were unsaid, but that were clear, all of these things that kind of bubbled to the surface, but were not necessarily written down. It was the way she used a word or an image that she created that was almost like a force multiplier. You know, she was working with 600 words here, but this story could have been 3 times that length, but it was so economically written that she didn't need all those extra words to say the things that she said. And the last line of that story, which, as you mentioned, people can go online to npr.org/3-minute-fiction to read, is a cliffhanger. She visits her brother in prison. She confronts him. And the last line is, "I open my mouth." And that's it. And we just have to imagine what happens.
As Guy Raz mentioned, the complete guidelines for submitting a story to the latest round of 3-Minute Fiction will be revealed this weekend on All Things Considered, which is heard both Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock on KUAZ.